Hey, it's Andy Cohen here with this week's chapter of Andy Cohen's Daddy Diaries podcast. The high highs and low lows of my life as a daddy to two kids and dozens of housewives. Joining me as always is my co-host John Hill. Hey, John.
Hey, MILF.
Hey, MILF. I just want to remind you, MILF, that Daddy Diaries, the book on which this podcast is based, is out in paperback right now. Perfect Mother's Day gift. Perfect gift for a friend. Grab it in paperback. But let's get into what's coming up. This week, dug into Ben's hatred of Sally from Peanuts. Talked about Dan Rather's new documentary, which I love. I recapped the Met Gala and the complications that ensued transporting Sarah Jessica in her dress from downtown to uptown and back after the Met Gala. Dug into criticism of my posing skills. Talked about the fourth wall break that broke water coolers everywhere on Vanderpump Rules. This is Andy Cohen's Daddy Diaries podcast. Monday, May 6, 2024. Hi, John.
Good morning.
How you doing?
What's up?
Hey, girl.
Hi, girl.
Hey.
How am I doing? I'm doing good. I have like the littlest, teeniest hint of a headache, but I'm pounding a Celsius to see if that'll take it away.
I had my first sip of a Celsius this weekend.
Mm. Mm-hmm. I live off it.
Yeah.
I know. What flavor?
Don't remember. But it was real good. And you know.
Wait, let me guess the setting. Were you at, let's see, not a Barry's boot camp?
No, you'll never guess. I was at a gay roof party.
That was my next guess.
Really? It was.
It's gay juice.
It's gay juice. I was at a gay roof party Saturday afternoon. I had a great day with Ben. And then a sitter came at around 4:30. And I went to this gay roof party that was highly curated by this host in Chinatown, it was. And it was, I went with our friend Justin. And Justin was calling it the Fresh Faces of 2024 party. And it was all the fresh faces of 2024 in the gay community. And what was interesting, and then someone else told me, I said, who's that guy? And he goes, oh, it's this guy who's been saying he's 25 for the last 3 years. And I said, oh, and he said, but the thing about this party is that the new 25-year-olds new to New York City show up at this party. So now the people who were claiming to be 25 all have to admit that they're 28, 29, 30. I'm like, oh my God. I go, so the freshmen are coming in and now these people have to admit that they're sophomores. He's like, yeah. I'm like, I'm a grad student. So
you're the principal.
I'm the principal. That's where I tried a Celsius, just so you know. I watched the live stream of Madonna in Rio, which is now on record as the largest concert ever held. She had 1.6 million people there.
That's crazy.
On the beach in Rio, in front on Copacabana Beach. And let me tell you something, I've never been prouder to be a Madonna fan. It was incredible. She was in great voice. The sound was great. The feed was great. I know she's going to release a concert movie and documentary about it also. Anita came up on stage. She sang. There were a lot of live vocals. She sang Express Yourself a cappella. She added music to the set. I think every note she's gotten through the way, it kind of seems like she took.
Yeah.
And
it
was great. It was outstanding. And it was just, it was incredible. Ah, I absolutely loved it. It just energized me. I watched so many clips yesterday as well. I showed Ben the hung up portion. But then she started making out with this woman and I turned it off. He goes, the song's not over, Daddy. I go, yeah, I mean, it's good. We've seen it.
Song's over when the scissoring starts.
Exactly. Exactly. But it was incredible. For any of you, look around. Search Madonna in Rio on your social media platforms, and you'll be amazed. Really. I mean, I sent you a shot just of the crowds. Wasn't that incredible?
It's incredible.
See? Yeah.
Yeah.
Last Friday I had the Summer House. No, last Thursday was the Summer House Martha's Vineyard reunion, and on Friday was the Summer House Hamptons reunion, and both were great. Summer House Hamptons, I did cut Kyle's mullet off, and kind of butchered it. I really just, I was very aggressive. I didn't give it a moment's thought. It was another person's hair that I was cutting. I have it in a bag. It's in that bag over there, the mullet, because I'm bringing it to Watch What Happens Live after this to put in the clubhouse somewhere. And it's
I bet there's some Bravo ladies who would like to have that made into a merkin.
Well, it's funny that you
sell
say
that.
He wanted to sell it for charity, and Amanda was like, Kyle, just no one's going to buy it.
But specifically a merkin.
But I think it's good. I think it's good for the clubhouse, and then we'll put it in the Bravo Museum at the next BravoCon, and that'll be great. Lindsay and Carl, we really got into all the mess. We went through it all. It was, as a fan of the show, which I am, I don't produce it. I have nothing to do with it. It was quite satisfying, quite exciting. Took Ben to his new school carnival yesterday, and he was making noise about not wanting to go, as he does. And I said, you know what, Ben? Here's the deal. We're going to go, and if it's bad or you're bored, we will leave. Okay, that's the deal. And he was like, okay. And I have to say, he respected that pretty much. And we went, and he had a great time. And it made me very happy about my choice. And he knows kids in kindergarten there right now who were very sweet to him. And it was really... it was very cool. We have had some. I'm on a really great run of having tucked him in like the last many, 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 many nights. And we're doing a lot of doll role play. I find in that doll role play where he has a stuffy talk, I find that it gives me a window into what's on his mind and what he's thinking. It's a little therapy, you know?
Does he play himself, or is he doing a voice of a character?
No, he's doing a voice of a doll. And I'll be like...
Is it angry?
Well, no, I'll be like, what's on your mind, Happy? And he'll be like, I bit someone and now I'm getting a consequence. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, consequences are important. I'm like, you know, and I'll be like, you disrespected your daddy today, and what do you think about that? He's like, it's the wrong thing to do. I feel bad about it. So we're really just being him.
That's good.
But it's always about whatever.
He's not a sociopath.
Yeah, it's always about whatever his party foul of the day was. And, you know, I've mentioned here, he despises Sally on Charlie Brown. Sally, Snoopy, no. Charlie Brown's sister, Sally, with the huge blonde kind of, I don't know what that hairdo is that Charles Schulz drew on her, but she is, you may or may not remember, in love with Linus, and she calls him my sweet baboo. And she's like, oh, my cute little sweet baboo. And what Ben doesn't realize is he hates her, and every time she's on, he's like, oh, she's horrible. Get Sally off the screen. But he has started calling me his sweet baboo. He's like, oh, my daddy, my sweet baboo. Oh, my cute little daddy, my sweet baboo. And by the way, I love it. I don't ever want him to stop. And last night in bed, I said to him, it's kind of funny that you're calling me your sweet baboo, because that's what Sally says. And he looked at me like, what you talking about, Willis? And then I was like, oh, I don't want to mess this up. Like, don't make that connect. He doesn't realize where he got it. He got it from someone he hates. So anyway, I kind of left that alone. But we were laying there last night in bed, and he goes, "Daddy." I said, "What?" The lights were out. He pulls out these four dice, and I go, "Where did those come from?" He goes, "My tummy." I go, "No, they didn't." I go, "Are those the dice from the backgammon set at our beach house? The backgammon set that I have had for like 25 years. I love this backgammon set. It means something to me. It's my back." John, you've played on that backgammon set. That big green backgammon set.
Yeah. And those are very cute dice. I would keep them.
They're green and white. I go, "Where have you been keeping these?" He's like, "Back there." I said, "Did you steal these from the house?" "Maybe." I go, and then I had to have a serious conversation with him. Anyway, whatever.
Well, but they didn't lose them.
He didn't. I was so glad he didn't lose them. But when I tell you, I mean, they're in my backpack now. They will be out at the beach Memorial Day weekend.
It's not really stealing. He didn't steal anything. It belonged to you guys. It belongs to the... It's a game.
That's one of those little things that if I got out there and opened it up and they weren't there, I would be...
Right, but the lesson for him is not that he's stealing something. He just maybe took something inappropriately placed.
Well, that is true. I said, if you're going to remove something from that house, just please... Yeah. Let's talk about it. I go, a lot of things you can remove and bring to the city. This is not one of them. I watched the Dan Rather documentary over the weekend. I am in it. And I forgot that when we shot it during COVID, you know, sometimes you go to shoot something like that and they're like, "Oh, we're shooting you from below."
Oh, no.
It was the weirdest camera angle. I'm like, "What are you doing?" And they're like, "Oh, this is how everyone's going to be shot." Well, guess what? They clearly changed their mind midway because I'm one of the only people shot like that. And I look, I don't even know what I look like. It's so bad. Now, everything I say is A+. But I look nuts. And I was watching, I was like, "Oh, thank you." My mom watched, she goes, "What is with that camera angle?" I said, "Thank you, Mom." And my friend Troy from CBS had the same comment. So anyway, it's really good. I forgot how absolutely drop dead handsome Dan Rather was in the day. I mean, he had a 30-year run of being incredibly handsome. Of course, Radio Andy's own Dan Rather. He had a show here for about 4 or 5 years. We love him so much. Now, there are new decals on our studio door. Does that have my face on it?
Sure does, Andy.
Is that permanent?
Yes.
Wow.
Aren't you excited?
Are you guys pranking me?
No, these are the stickers you've been asking about.
Wow, well, you're just now noticing that?
Wait.
No, they just went up.
They just went up.
But they've been in progress for
approximately Well, you know what?
Wow.
What I asked for was for logos.
Which you got behind.
No, which we have. Mm-hmm. So I just want to be clear. I didn't ask for my face to be plastered on the studio
walls. You asked for stickers.
Okay, I asked for decals, but I just want to point out, I like it.
They're cute, right?
Well, I haven't seen the picture, but I'm looking at it from the other side. But what I want to say, the reason that I like it is that this is the Radio Andy studio in New York, and I like a sense of permanence here. So... Well, yeah.
We heard your reasoning and you got it.
Yeah.
We're happy for
you.
Yes,
I'm happy.
We know why you wanted it.
Right, good. Thank you.
We did it.
We did it.
We did it, Joe.
We did it, Joe. We did it. What was the highlight of your weekend, John?
I had a romantic affair.
Well, that's great. Is it someone you'll see again outside of this weekend?
Maybe.
Oh.
Romantic affair. What else did I do? It was beautiful weather here in LA. I went on some really nice hikes.
Oh yeah, I called you on one of your hikes.
Yeah, that was a bummer because service on a hike is not great.
Yeah.
But it was beautiful. I switched my dog's dog food again, checking out his poops.
Like, oh god,
it's a lot. Yeah.
Oh my god. By the way, Lucy was up from 3:30 to 5 this morning, just crying. And I was like, what is, and I went down there twice. You know, I never go in there. I want her to cry it out. But I did, and it was like, I picked her up. She's like, Dada. I go, Lucy. And then I put her down. She was all fine. I'm like, good night. She's like, night, night, Dada. Tiptoe out. Close the door. Nying, 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 nying. I was like, oh, my God. Then I put the phone under my pillow. The monitor is on the phone. And then I remembered, you don't put your phone under your pillow. It's bad. And then it causes fire. It's, anyway, whatever. It was not a great morning. It was not a great night last night. It really wasn't. Tuesday, May 7th, 2024. I went to fashion's biggest night last night. And guess what? I'm not today, John.
Hungover?
Correct. Correct. I'm not hungover. And you know how that feels?
Congratulations.
Great. Thank you.
Me either.
It feels really good. I did not have 9 tequilas last night. I can't say that about the other 7 times that I've gone to the Met Gala.
But you are at home, no. So did you sleep in?
You know, I can't say I slept in, but I got 8 hours of sleep, babe.
Lucky.
I was a good boy last night, and I feel great about it. And before I get into all of that, I want to say that the paperback of Daddy Diaries is out today. So if you're looking for a great Mother's Day gift or friend gift, I would say today would be the day to go to your local bookstore or Amazon or anywhere where books are sold and get yourself a few copies of the Daddy Diaries. I mentioned, John, that I woke up yesterday with a big, it's so funny. I mean, you only wake up on the morning of going to a Met ball a few times in your life. Yesterday was that morning for me, and I had a huge, I don't even know what I would call it under my eye.
Oh,
I would call it a bag. I mean, it was, what'd you say, John?
A sack.
It was a sack. It was like a scrotum under my eye is what it looked like. And I texted a picture to Caroline, my makeup artist. I was like, okay, well, this is what we have to fend with here. She's like, just ice it all morning. I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to be at the radio all morning, so I don't know how that's going to go. Anyway, she did a good job covering it. Sarah Jessica,
I thought you looked great.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
You looked really good. Your hair looked really good. The cut and color was good.
The color.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been using the Shimmer Lights shampoo, which just
it does help.
Makes the gray pop. Yes, absolutely. Anyway, Sarah Jessica, she just got back from London from the run of her play a couple weeks ago. And I think when she got back, we had dinner a few nights after, and she invited me to the gala. And so I was procuring a tuxedo with her help. And the first option, which I tried on last week, was a white tuxedo. It was a little flashier than what I had on last night. And I sent it to my family text chain, and I said, here's option one for the Met Gala. My mother responded, is there an option two? Thank you very much. So I guess that kind of told me how she felt about option one. Option two was indeed the Berluti tux that I wore last night. I went for a fitting on Saturday morning with Ben joined me, and I sent that around, and everyone said that's the one. And I and Sarah Jessica seemed more enthusiastic about that one. So that is the one that I wore. And you know, My role as her date is to compliment whatever she is wearing. She had an incredible... John, did you see what she was wearing?
By any chance? Yes. Yes.
It was absolutely incredible. It was a Richard Quinn dress, and it was quite literally kind of a cage around her. She had on these incredible leggings that were jeweled that I believe were also by Richard Quinn, who is a Irish designer. I met him last night at Sarah's house. It was a thrill to meet him. And I went over there after I taped last night's show, went over to Sarah's house. No, came home, got dressed. Ben was trying to mess up my fancy new shoes. Thank you very much. And went over to Sarah's. And I will say, the moment, it is a pleasure taking her for so many reasons, but walking into her dressing room and seeing what she's wearing and her hair for the first time is always a really special moment. And watching her getting, God, how would I describe it? Zipped in, sewn in. Mm. To this
How many
cage?
People?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
That
6.
Sounds about right.
Actually, yeah. I think
it
6.
It looked so
total.
Cool. It looked
It
amazing.
Was so cool.
The hat was so cool.
The hat by Philip Tracy, who she wears all the time. And
like
his hats were photographed. His hats were included in the exhibit. In the Met, many of his hats. So it was great. But she was walking down the stairs of her brownstone. She was having quite a bit of trouble walking down the stairs. We were like, because the dress on the back of the stairs, you don't think about these things. She knew that she was not going to be able to sit down. Literally, she could not sit in this dress.
What'd she do in the car then?
Well, we had a sprinter take us up there, but we didn't factor was how to get her into the car, because the hoop of her dress was wider than the opening for her to get into the car, because the seat of the kind of there was a seat and opening and you had to squeeze in between, and it was troublesome. Now there are always, on the day of the Met Ball, some looky-loos in front of her house waiting to see her come down the stairs. And they were all then waiting to see her get into the car. And so we kind of had to tell, it was getting a little awkward. And we kind of had to say, hey, can you kind of turn around a little bit or something? Like, we don't want to destroy the magic of the moment here. I kind of had to squeeze her a little bit, squeeze the cage, at which point, I hope Richard Quinn isn't listening to this, because at which point some of the bejeweled, her dress was literally jeweled. Just a few strays fell off, and you may be able to find them in the West Village. If you hunt around the quaintest sections of the West Village, you may be able to see some jewels left over from Cinderella's gown. And it was wild, but she did get in. Now, how she stayed up was she was holding on to two seatbelt straps from two separate chairs on either side of her the whole way. And I was standing up in solidarity with her. Now, on the way home, I sat down and put my feet up, because Daddy was tired, but poor SJ had to stay there, and she couldn't take her SJP collection shoes off, by the way, because the tights, the bejeweled tights, were on over the shoes. So it was quite confusing. And thank the Lord she didn't have to pish at the Met, because I don't know how that would have happened. But we
how
got
many
there.
How hours did she go without pishing?
Oh, that's a good question. Let's see. Well,
because that would be impossible for me.
I did not see her. I got to her house at 5. And then, I mean, I think that it was definitely 4 hours.
6 hours?
And
five?
She took some, she had some Molly. Water in the vehicle. I was like, you better be careful with that water because,
I gotta, I have to TT like every 30 minutes.
I know, me too. Anyway, we got to the Met and it was quite, for the first time, in my experience going, which I think is 7 or 8 times, it was very calm on the red carpet, super calm. They have, how it works is you get a card that tells you what time to arrive. So her slot was 6:15. We got there at 6:15 on the dot. We were on the carpet by 6, maybe 20 something. We were in front of Seth Meyers and his wife in line. We did the photos. Of course, you do photos as a couple, and then everyone's like, fashion shot, Sarah Jessica, fashion shot, Sarah Jessica. I'm like, all right. I'm moving. But it was quite fun. And then you walk into the calm. It was very humid on the red carpet. But then you walk into the calm of the Met, and you go up the grand staircase, which had nymphs laid out on either side, people dressed as nymphs, and models everywhere. There are models with trays guiding you, models just standing around. There are just, I'm going to say, 500 models that have been hired for the night as kind of decoration to adorn all the Met, to guide people and give them drinks and stuff. And
sounds like traffic.
You're greeted by the hosts of the evening. Got a hug from Chris Hemsworth, which was really, I could have turned around and gone away. I mean, I needed nothing more. He told SJ she was the best dressed. Don't tell anyone. And Anna was very nice. Walk through, and then you get to go see the exhibit. Now, seeing the exhibit was Sarah Jessica. The exhibit was unbelievable. It was dresses from the 1700s through today. And of the ones from the last 100 years, I'm going to say SJ guessed the designer without looking at the little sign 9 times out of 10. She was incredible, but I guess she would expect nothing less.
Yeah.
It seemed smaller last year, not the exhibit, but it seemed like they pared down the guest list. I don't know. It's just, it felt smaller, but maybe I'm wrong. We went through the exhibit with Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez. They were around. She was nice. We talked to them a bit. I stepped on her train. I stepped on Uma Thurman's train.
That's okay. These trains are so big. They have to expect they're going to get stepped on. Now, when you're around the Bezoses, are you ever tempted to just say, like, can I borrow $1 million? Just one.
Well,
because that's such a small amount of money to them.
I know.
Just 1 million.
To make a crack at him, and I can't remember what, but the truth is, I think that they were a little gobsmacked by SJ. First of all, she looked,
That's an even better reason to ask him for $1 million.
I know, like, I'll auction off dinner with me and SJ for
$1 million. Oh, you're gobsmacked?
And I won't give me $2 million and I won't come.
Yeah, want to be friends? How about $1 million?
But I will say, in a sea of huge stars at the Met Ball, Sarah Jessica stands out. I think that when people see her there, it means something, you know?
Definitely.
And as it should, as it should. Also, I wanted to say that I'm trying to think who else we saw. Stepped on Uma's train. Saw Emily Ratajkowski with Gigi Hadid.
Emily's breasts.
Well, I saw her butt. I mean, it was.
Yeah.
She had a completely sheer dress on, at least in the back. And I got to tell you something. 10 out of 10 for her tushy. Cutest tushy I've ever seen. Like, just adorbs. An adorbs tushy. And I'm trying to think who else was in the exhibit. We saw Barry Diller, who said, oh, DVF was like going through the exhibit so slowly, he said. She was taking everything in. She was really, as of course she would, as Sarah was too. And she caused me, of course, you know, I want to breeze through and go to the cocktail hour. But Sarah's like, you know, really, we stayed. And it was really fun hearing her guess, you know, what designers they were, and also, you know, which one she was connected to. That was fun. And in the cocktail area, there were many opportunities to misgender people. I will say that. Or use the wrong pronouns. I guess, is that misgendering? Yes. So we offended through that, but I have to say, I'm trying to tell you, saw a lot of people from afar. I don't have good tea about who. We talked to Sam Smith, who is so lovely.
Sounds like it was a bust.
No, it was not a bust. It really wasn't. And by the way, our phone lines are open, 844-305-2639, 844-305-ANDY. It was not a bust. Talk to Cola Scola, who is
a beautiful bust,
having a major, major run in Oh Mary, which is moving to Broadway, which you've heard me talk about here. Saw Dan Levy from afar, J-Lo, Zendaya, Nicki Minaj, a varietal of Kardashians. Who else? Didn't see Rihanna. She had been saying
she had the flu.
Oh, is that right?
I read she had the flu.
Oh, yeah. I did not know that. And then I have to say, there were a lot of people there. I wish that I had, like, Nick Rizzo beside me, or like in an earpiece, who could tell me names of people, because there were a lot of people that I was not recognizing.
Yeah,
we saw Bruce and Brian. Oh, we talked to Tom Ford. So Sarah Jessica could not sit. She also had to get up at 4 a.m. to be on the Today Show today, but she literally could not sit in her dress. And so we kind of skedaddled after the cocktails, and which were long and wonderful and beautiful, but we kind of slipped out. And then there was a conversation I was maybe going to go with Bruce and Brian after to the Tom Ford party, but I didn't wind up doing it. I did not wind up doing it. So I wound up getting a lot of sleep, I have to tell you. And again, not drinking is fantastic. What can I tell you?
Back with more from this week's Daddy Diaries after this. Wednesday, May 8th, 2024.
There is a photographer here who there is a...
They're really snapping a lot of
photos.
I know. I can
see it
through the
Zoom. You can see the flash. Well, it's funny.
I'm going to have a seizure.
It's funny because they're following me around today to do kind of a day in the life kind of thing.
I feel like someone's always doing that to you.
Well, not really to this level, but they started in my apartment at 8 this morning, kind of shooting me getting ready. And then I said, look, you can shoot me taking Ben to school. Just stay behind us, kind of far away, okay? So you can get the idea of it, and I don't want to see his face, whatever. Now, what I didn't take into account was my man's flash, which is like pop, 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 flashing, flashing. Now, Ben, I mean, as much of a genius as I think he is, he didn't notice shit. He was like walking, and I'm thinking, don't you notice the flash that's happening way back there in the distance? Anyway, it was
it was funny. It was so inconspicuous on the subway with a photographer and a photographer's assistant. It's been a morning, but here we are. And also my paperback of Daddy Diaries is out today. That's why I'm going to DC. I am in conversation with Representative Robert Garcia. Very excited to meet him. He's a big Bravo fan. This is the congressman that, while testifying one day, said receipts, screenshots, timeline. Amazing. Yeah. I also want to say, Vanderpump Rules last night. Wow.
I watched it.
Oh, you did? Oh, good.
Yeah.
I want to get to that. I first want to back up and say yesterday, all these pictures commenting. So go to the Met Ball. Very exciting. All great. Then the next day, all the critiques come in about what's happening with your pants or what's happening with this. Now, Bravo by Betches online. Did you see this, John? I reposted it on my story,
no,
which you probably didn't see. They did a post that said, hold on, that it's me on the red carpet and my hands are out on either side like a Ken doll. And it says, we have got to find something else for Andy Cohen to do with his hands. And then they have a slide of like four pictures of me on the red carpet kind of holding my hands out.
Yeah, why were you doing that?
To the side. I'm an awkward poser. That's exactly what I said. I was like, I don't know how to pose really good. I'm just a bad...
But at least you weren't doing that weird sexy walk like you did in that Hamptons paparazzi. You know, like, this is better. This is at least an improvement from that.
Right. Oh, my God. I looked at that. I was dying laughing. And I said, look, you could do one of these that is a collage of me holding one leg out, because you know that pose very well. Very well. So anyway, that was funny. I had a really good laugh about that. So let's talk about Vanderpump Rules. I mean, the fourth wall was broken in a way that we've not seen before, I think, because what it came down to at the end was the... I want to say kids, but I'm not going to say the kids on Vanderpump Rules, but the folks kind of commenting on whether Ariana was kind of doing her job or not by interacting with Tom or not. And I thought it was a really interesting fourth wall break. First, let's talk about the montage of all of them from each of their first interview look, which I got very emotional having been there from the beginning. You did too, Jordan?
Yes. It was like a graduation video. Right. I was like getting a little verklempt watching it. They look like babies.
They look like, it was like Lil Vanderpump Rules. You know, there used to be kind of the Lil Archies.
Right,
and it was like
the
Archie
babies.
Characters when they're kids, or the Muppet Babies. It was Lil Vanderpump Rules. And they look they all look so young and beautiful. No, John?
Yeah, definitely. So young.
What did you think of the ending, John? And the fourth wall thing.
I get it. I get why Tom was mad. He feels like, you know, why are you on this show if you're not gonna... But if I were in Ariana's shoes, I would be doing the exact same thing. I would say, this is my boundary. I'm gonna do it on my time. I'm sorry that it's letting you all down. Get fucked.
Right.
I don't care. I like her interview where she's saying, like, I'm sorry that I'm not going to be the final linchpin in your redemption story. Like, that is also her personal real life.
Right.
I know that it's frustrating. I know that she seems like, oh, she's just holding on to a grudge. I don't care. That's a real person. And I would be just as mad. And I would stay mad.
I may not
ever get over it.
It was also 3 months after
right.
this thing had...
I get it. I know why people are frustrated. I know they want to. It. She seems like she's like dragging her heels or something. But like, so what? That is also her real life. Her job actually is to be documented about what her life, what's happening in her life. And if her life is that she can't get over it on their time, then that's her story to tell.
Yeah.
Also.
Yep.
Sorry about it.
What did you think, Jordan?
I might have a slightly different
take. Oh, interesting. Very good. Okay.
Listen, I understand what John's saying. I understand Ariana's feelings. However, I really connected with Lala's reaction.
Okay.
To the whole thing. Saying that, and Tom Sandoval, because the truth is, they are on a TV show. And so it is kind of a weird line to draw where you are living with this man, but then drawing a very
totally.
Hard line saying that you're not going to film with him.
The
and
living
Ariana,
with him is the worst.
That's what complicates it, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
A little bit.
And Ariana totally. Has done so well since that. I didn't realize she moved on, quote, with this Dan, like oh, 8 days later.
Well, no, she met him 8 days
okay,
later.
Okay, well, still.
She makes that
but
point.
But still, yeah. So like you are actively dating maybe somebody else very soon. You're getting all, I mean, she's done so well for herself. So it is a little like to me that she's sort of playing both sides that she.
But I don't think those have to be mutually exclusive. Like, I think she can move. She can become Beyonce. She can use this every opportunity to get rich, get on Broadway, get on Dancing with the Stars. And she can still be pissed off at him and not have to ever want to see him again. And she can also live like I get all sides of it. And
yeah.
I feel bad.
Yeah.
And
but
I really
as a viewer,
think he's
all
a piece
of that
of shit.
Was really, really satisfying.
Yeah. And it would have been so great had they. Also, if she would have been found a way to stand there, be in his presence, and talk to him, and give him an extra big fuck you in some sort of way. But maybe she wasn't in the mood to do it that night. Like,
maybe.
It would have.
But I would have liked her to stay there when Tom came over to interrupt her the conversation with Sheena. And she should have said, why are you doing this now on camera?
Right.
You could have done this but before. Her like constantly running away kind of annoys me. Because again, you are on the show. So like you kind of like do it there. You know what I mean? You're there with your new guy acting
yeah,
like everything is
like,
good. So like
you know what the problem is? You guys are both right.
Right.
Yeah,
you're both
I also
right.
see that side.
Jordan is
and
right and John is right.
TV
and
side.
That's what makes this so interesting. And by the way, the best kind of you know issues or arguments or whatever on these shows are when everybody is a little bit right. And this seems to be one where everybody is a little bit right. I, you know, look, it was also interesting that I thought Sheena and Lala's reactions were really interesting. Where, because Sheena, who's been the ride or die for Ariana,
yeah.
was, she was
she
not
had some
ride
points.
Or die there in that last moment. She was making points.
Yeah.
Now, The you know, and I guess you figured out if you've seen the Vanderpump Rules trailer, none of them saw the ending of that episode. We showed it all to them at the reunion. Mm. And that inspired a very emotional reaction and debate. And I think everyone seeing it together really shifted the platelets in that universe because it yeah. was almost like they were seeing, you know, I don't know if some of those people thought that what aired would air and mm-hmm. that we would bust open the fourth wall in yeah. such an intense way. Let's get into it.
I see
it.
What yeah. Ariana's saying though. Like, I mean, I do yeah. get it, but also I feel like her point was, yes, I get what you all want me to do. Like, I don't want to do it right now. And like, that's also her right on the show to be on the show in a documentary series.
It's true. I mean, it's
she's like, that's his story. She sees his story so clearly. She's like, he wants this apology from me and that's going to tie things up in a bow and fuck him. And she can also make the mistake of living with him. I don't know. It's messy and it's real. And I hold grudges like that. And it's something I'm working on. So I'm inspired by Ariana.
I think it's, I thought, I love that the producers framed it that way. I thought it was really interesting. It kind of, they kind of turned the show inside out, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Thursday, May 9th, 2024. John, do you want to kind of tell me about MILF Manor?
I do. So this is season two that we've started. You know, last season was the inaugural season of MILF Manor. I had a MILF on my show. I went to the Abbey with the MILFs. I really went MILF heavy last year, and I've been eagerly awaiting season two. I recapped a little bit on my show last week. Now we're at season two. I wanted to do a special shout out with you and just recap it so that everyone's up to date here, especially you. Last season, it was pretty simple. Guys show up to a house to date some hot ladies to find love, and it's their moms. So that caused a tsunami of cringe across the country, but it was a fascinating experience.
And last they did, season, and as you told us, they did wind up hooking with other people's moms in the house,
oh,
right?
They all fucked.
Oh my yeah. God.
They all got down.
Can you imagine you get
they
cast
have a room.
And it's like the supposition is you have to fuck in this house, you know?
Okay, honey, there's a room. It's like the Big Brother house kind of like, but it's just a, you know, a hotel
yeah.
or a resort. And they there's a room that the production has put
like
R-O,
rubbers and lube?
No, how do you spell it? Room I like to F in, a Rolfi room.
Oh my
and they're like,
God.
Oh, who wants to go to the Rolfi room?
Oh my God.
Anyway, so that's last season. This season, everyone thought, you know, what is the twist going to be? So, same as before, a bunch of MILFs are in this house. This time, they've moved it from the sexy location of Mexico to the sexy location of Canada. So, they're in MILFs are in Canada. Guys arrive on a boat. The MILFs are looking hot this season. They've really curated a nice group of MILFs. The guys come off the boat. The big reveal is they're not their sons. So, this is more of a... not as cringy situation. And
by the way,
the
are
the
they
first...
so they're returning MILFs?
Nope,
all new MILFs.
All new guys.
Okay,
they're not fucking their sons. So these
okay,
are
good. Okay,
unrelated okay. guys and girls. So everything is good. Off to a good start. Meeting the people. They have a contest where they get in Speedos and they have to put maple syrup into a bucket. Anyway, the
okay.
End
wait,
of
hold on, hold
one.
On. Let me stop for a second. Are the guys hot?
Yes. Yes.
Really?
I like
describe
them.
What kind of hot they are. Are they like steroided up? Are they
no.
like
no, they're sweet. They're
what genre really of hot are they? Are they like
Sean Cody?
Oh really? Okay.
Yeah.
Sean Cody yeah. is a subset of porn for gay people.
Like college
did you know
hot
that, Jordan?
Guys.
I did not.
Oh, okay. You nodded like you knew what Sean
no,
Cody
I was nodding
was.
That you explained who
oh, okay,
it was.
Good.
But how physically how what is college, it?
College
Cody.
College hot guys.
College smooth, like a, pretty
like a twunk.
Muscular.
Yeah, like
maybe twunks.
These guys are like 21 years old. These guys like that's
oh
the age.
God.
They're
okay.
young. They're
all they're 21?
Very young.
And how
not
old
21,
are the MILFs? Do they
55.
Say? Wow. Okay.
55, 60.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
And just the whole episode is spent like, I'm horny for young guys. I love older women. Blah, chatter, chatter, chatter. Can't wait to just, you know, get all up in there. There's a competition. They go, there's a couple of dates and stuff. And then at the end of episode one, a bunch of SUVs arrive. And also, in addition to competing for these MILFs, are the guys' own fathers.
Oh my God.
So we get a whole new batch of gentlemen that these guys have to
so
compete.
That is so genius.
Again.
Who produces the show so I can
my friend Dave?
Is that
my
true?
Friend Dave Cortez?
No way. Would you
yes.
tell him, shout out from Andy C? Will you say
yes.
Andy is blown away by your
yes.
ingenuity
yes.
and
yes.
smarts.
Adam, send me this clip. I'll send it to him. Yes.
Oh, my God. I mean, honestly, Mark Cortez? Dan? No.
Dave.
Mike. Dave Cortez?
Dave.
Wow.
Dave
how
has
genius.
Put in
okay.
the elbow grease. He and I did Aubrey O'Day's show together. He did season one of MILF Manor. He did all the Rock of Loves.
Okay, let me, hold on. Let me ask you another question. Are the dads hot?
Yeah.
Wow.
I do all but two of them.
How, really? How old are the
so.
Dads?
55, 60.
Wow. Okay. All right. Okay.
They're the MILFs age. They're DILFs.
Okay. So the show continues.
All right. Let me just play you our first clip. Let's do this first one. This is all exposition, but I want you to hear the tone of what's happening. Adam, play that first clip.
This is my dad.
Oh my God. The dads are hotter than the sons.
Even the one on the crutch.
What's going on? Are we dating the sons and their fathers? This could be awkward.
He's my dad, Anthony.
Nice to meet you, Sam. Nice to meet you, Sam.
Oh my God.
Jacob.
I want the one in the crutches.
Yeah, definitely the dads are giving me coochie tingles.
What the f***?
By the way, is the guy in the crutch hot?
Yeah, and the guy in the crutch, I believe... Yeah, well, yeah. And
are the sons pissed when the dads show up?
Yes.
Yes.
So here's clip number two. Okay. This is their reaction.
Jacob and I went on a date last night.
Mm. We did, yeah. I mean, obviously, I was getting into the groove of things. You know, things were going super well. Went on a date before. I was loving life, right? And then suddenly my dad comes in and that's just changed up the whole dynamic. Yeah, I wasn't really sure how to act around you, to be honest. Like, with Barbie, hand around, I was like, maybe I should move that away.
Oh, my God.
Now, it's not, some of them are pals with their dads. A lot of the dads are just... it's funny because, you know, dads and guys, the complaint from the boys is like, not, I'm so embarrassed that my dad's going to watch me striptease and fake rub on this woman. It's, I now have extra competition to get laid. Their interests are just, it's funny. It's more... sportsmanlike competition.
Wow.
They're not as when the guys were competing to have sex with the women in front of their moms, that was the, and I'm sure this is some sort of misogynist double standard, but it's just the psyche of guys. They're really, their only interest is to get laid. They don't care if their dad's watching. They really are kind of easier to get over it if their dad's in the room because he has the same interest. Then go to number seven. So one of the guys, he hasn't seen his dad in 30 years. So this wasn't a happy reunion.
Not in a million years would I ever expect to see my dad walk through that door. I separated myself from my dad years ago because it was a very toxic relationship. We haven't spoken in years, so I've never felt this awkward in my entire life.
I was married for 15 years to my stepmother. And when things were going toxic in our relationship due to my infidelity, he witnessed a lot of it. And he voiced his opinion about some things, which, you know, kind of hurt me. We became very distant.
Well, I feel bad for that kid.
And that kid was the most outgoing and the most gregarious. Then when his dad shows up, he's like, I'm sorry, I got to get quiet. I can't. Yeah, it is kind of sad.
Wow.
But that really gives us an extra deep level in this season.
Yes. Oh my God, the pathos.
Yeah.
Oh my God, the layers, the storytelling.
Here's clip number three, and I'm finding out some arrangements.
Okay.
I've got a message. Ooh. Dads, welcome.
Woo!
Please take some time to check out the house. And just to make it perfectly clear, you'll be sharing a room with your sons.
You don't like that, Dad. We're not happy about that, trust me.
We come all this way and we gotta sleep together? Like, at least we could get our own room, no? Well, what is this? We're in kindergarten again? Oh, you better not be bringing no girls in the room, all right? I tell you right now, while I'm there, I want my privacy.
Yeah, you don't gotta worry about it. I'll give it to you. She'll give you all the privacy you want.
Was that Kathy Wakili's husband? Rich Wakili? It kind of
sounded basically.
Wow. Oh, my God. So they have to share a room.
The British dad is an ex-rugby player.
Oh,
I gotta send you his photo. Let's see if I can find it.
Oh, I'm looking. Oh my God. Ashley and Jacob.
Yeah.
That's him with the goatee, the white goatee. Well, those
Brits
guys
are
beautiful. Oh,
I'm
I need to start
you.
Watching this.
Then their first competition is a striptease. Guys, the young guys have to do a striptease as a group, and then the dads have to do a striptease as a group, and the girls have to decide who wins.
Oh, boy.
And then there's a group date based on who wins. Play clip number four, the beginning of that striptease.
Dads versus sons. Oh, they're going down.
It's Richard Healy.
Easy win. Well,
Where's the competition?
See who can outperform each other in a sexy... Oh,
oh yeah. That'd be me.
We win this.
In a sexy strip tease.
We got this. We good.
And ladies, get ready, because you are going to be the judges.
The guys do... the whole thing comes down to them saying, you know... The dads go, the young guys just want to put it in and really go hard, but we have experience. We know how to handle a lady. So they kind of choreograph their routines around that concept. Okay. And it's pretty accurate. The guys come out. They all take off their clothes. They all strip down.
They strip to what?
Underwear.
Okay.
Speedos.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, wow.
And the dads are watching.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Yeah, play that clip 5. We'll do the last one.
No way am I going to have to get naked and grind on girls in front of my dad.
Joe, we're just saying us. This is not what our family's about. So let's try to, you know, keep it classy.
No eye contact.
We're no touching each other. I don't know.
All right, but we got to have a routine plan.
We need a plan.
Oh, my God. This is not how our family operates. Yet, we're both on a show called MILF Manor. And I, as the father, signed a contract that I would go surprise my son on MILF Manor. Wow.
Yeah. Maybe this is, you know, when Ben's 21 and you're 75, might be a cute reunion in the beautiful fields of Banff, Canada for some Dilfy Milfy. Then at the end of this episode, they tease, one of the girls says, oh, and the reason I'm not feeling any connection is dun, 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 big reveal to come. And then another woman gets out of the car, another MILF. So I'm wondering if that MILF says, actually, I'm realizing I'm a lesbian and I'm not connecting.
Oh, or but like, I feel like that's my sister.
Right. I don't know.
Oh, wow. So that's, yeah. That brings us There's up to where we twist. Are right now.
Yeah.
So how many episodes have aired?
2.
Oh, that's all in 2 episodes. Wow. Yeah. Okay. And we can stream this on Max, apparently. So,
yep.
Wow, that's great. Well, John, you have opened up a world to me. And you know what? I want to live there. I think I need to. It sounds just as filthy as can be. Just
it
absolutely
is.
Yes. That's all for this week's edition of Andy Cohen's Daddy Diaries podcast. To hear every minute of my Kiki with John, plus interviews, news, and more, you can listen to my SiriusXM channel, Radio Andy, anytime on the SiriusXM app. We'll see you right back here with more Daddy Diaries next week.
Radio Andy, always unpredictable, a SiriusXM podcast.